And tonight we're coming to you from the streets of Amsterdam, where the ADE 2014 is taking place right now behind us here in the background. Thank you very much, Head Candy. They're back on your radio, same time, same place next week. In fact, they're probably right here at the ADE. We're going to be talking to a lot of our friends and producers from across the world who are here at the event all throughout the show tonight. We're bringing you part one this evening. We're going to get the show on the road. This is the ADE 2014 special, part one.
Europe's favourite dance mix. Favourite dance mix.
Live from Ireland.
24 hours a day.
This is RTE Pulse.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're all very welcome to Amsterdam. For your own safety, please remain in your seats with your seatbelts fastened on. Please check the overhead bins and the seat pockets in front of you for private belongings. You may now use your mobile phone. On behalf of Captain Hans and Amelia and all the crew today, we'd like to thank you. Do hope you've enjoyed this short flight. I'm going to look forward to seeing you on board again very soon.
I've got myself a lovely coffee. We're here in the streets of Amsterdam. As we said, we're bringing you part one tonight of our ADE special from ADE 2014 here at Amsterdam. If, by the way, if you've never heard of what it is, it's a massive music event with over 700,000 people descending from outside Amsterdam in here. People from all over the world involved in the scene, involved in different styles of electronic dance music and every aspect of it. We're going to be talking to, of course, a lot of people you know tonight, some people you've never heard talking before, and some of our friends from across the world. We're going to be doing it as part one tonight. Don't forget part two, of course, coming next week. We're going to take a track now, however, from someone who unfortunately isn't here at the ADE, but we're going to be playing you a lot of exclusive music tonight, as we always do on the Digital Groove. So here's one for you to kick off the show. We're going to be back then after this with two friends you know very, very well and a surprise guest. This is Samson Lewis and his take on Disclosure Voices.
This is Samson Lewis, and you are listening to the finest Soulful House radio show on the planet, The Digital Groove, with Niall Redmond.
Okay, well, you know from last year's show that we have a habit of just running into people outside the Felix Meritus, which is where we're standing right now, and it's fair to say you guys actually accosted me, Alexandre, almost rugby tackle me to the ground. It's with great pleasure we introduce our very first guest of our ADE special this year, 2014, as AM to PM with Jeremy Juno as well. Yeah. Guys, good to see you. It is Wednesday, by the way, for anyone listening. Yeah. Wednesday evening here outside the first ADE. Now, let's get to first things first. There's so much to talk about. We have so little time. Well, AM to PM, you're playing tonight.
That's right.
Okay, so tell us about the gig tonight, first of all.
We are basically playing along alongside Stephen Stone and Mimo tonight, so we're doing the house station party. Yeah.
At Luminar, I think.
Is the place. Yep.
AM to PM, as we know from playing you on the show and seeing your live set, I mean, you're going to be doing a vocal performance, you're going to be playing, so what's in store?
Basically, the whole idea is we've done tracks with Stephen Stone and we've done tracks with Mimo, and we wanted to showcase that, so we're going to perform Crazy and Together, just a two-song special.
Okay, and that's tonight?
Tonight.
That's tonight.
Okay, now you're not quite finished with ADE yet, because when else do you play? You're playing a couple of days' time as well. Yeah. What's that gig about? What's happening
Friday
there?
Friday we're playing with Taste of Music. So that's with Louis and Skibby.
Yes.
So we're doing Friday as well. So we're looking forward to that one. That's going
to
be great.
It was supposed to be at Cafe, or is it D-Vars? Or Bars?
Yeah. Sadly, that burnt down, yeah.
I know.
That was a little untimely, unfortunately. Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's very unfortunate. Mm. But they managed to find a new location, and I think it's at Bar Italia, but I'm not sure.
You're correct on that. And we'll actually try and find out exactly what happened with D-Vars. That was massively bad timing. But thank God they got somewhere else at this stage.
Saved it.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, are you going to be doing Who Am I? I have to ask you. Louis and Skibby, you have to be doing
course,
Who Am I? Can I put a special request in?
Of course we're going to do it. Okay. We have to do it. With the boys in the room.
I'll be there waving my hands in the air. Brilliant. Is it your first time to ADE then?
My first time to ADE, yep. So it's quite an experience so far. So I just can't believe how many people there are out in the street. It's amazing.
It's a bit surreal.
Well, this, my first time last year, I was this exact same street, and I literally just kept seeing people like there's Dave Morales, oh my god, there's Todd Terry, oh my god, there's Brian Tappert. Yeah, so you're in for a real treat.
Yeah, I'm looking
you're in
forward
for a real
to it.
Treat. You guys are lucky enough to be performing as well, two gigs at it, which is absolutely brilliant. I want to turn to the man on my right, because Jeremy Juno is beside us as well, whose music we have enjoyed immensely on the show.
Hello.
This surely isn't your first ADE, considering you're a Dutchman.
To be honest, this is my first time attending as an artist. I'm playing tomorrow.
Where are you playing? Tell us about that.
Club Link. It's the showcast of Kahoot Records, which is a New York, US-based label. And I'm going to play in there for a short session, 40 minutes, which is actually enough for my three tracks to put in. So then I'm done. Gonna have a beer. trying to recognize people and yeah.
Well, they've invaded your hometown once again, Audhinnir. They're here in their droves. It's the first day of ADE. I'm here on the Wednesday this year, and they're probably getting in your way and outside your apartment and blocking up all the restaurants and bars. But it is ADE 2014 back in your hometown. Good to see you again, by the way.
Good to see you, Niall. I'm very happy to see you and be here. And I'm happy to see all the DJs are flying from all the rooftops all over the place. It's packed as usual, you know.
Now, another person I'm delighted to see, and it shows you what can happen at the ADE. You just run into people that you go, oh my God, I can't believe I met this person. He's someone I've admired for years. Chappelle, one of our favorite vocalists in the show. Chappelle,
hello.
Welcome to the Digital Groove. It's good to
see you.
Glad
to be here. Nice to see you as well.
Now, it's nice to talk to you guys together because you've just done a track together. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But I want to catch up with you, Audit, about Suntree Records. What's happening with the AD and Suntree this year? You've got a party going on, have you?
Yeah, we have the label showcase this year on Friday the 17th in Club Blink. That will have artists of the label like Steven Stone, the Sound Lounge from UK, DJ Mannix from Austria versus Jay Zone from Austria also. Chappelle will sing his tunes. Lady Bird from Paris will come, and myself will do my live instrument jam.
People just keep handing us drink and food here. We need to take some of this. Sorry, for anyone listening. Kind of spring rolls or something. We have absolutely no problem eating on the air normally. It's so far away there's no problem. You can take two of them, Chappelle.
Yeah,
no problem.
My God. We're doing this 2-hour showcase, which will give a little bit of taste of what we've done and the artists we have. Combination of live music and DJing. And we have in a very good location, Club Blink, in the center this year. And we're very excited. I'm personally playing another three parties on Supper Club on Saturday, on Club Lumina on Sunday. So it's kind of busy year for me this year.
Busy's good.
Busy's good. I'm a young in spirit and I'm keep on running. So.
Now, speaking of keep on running, you've also sorted me out with some gym tips and a gym to go to as well. So I have to thank you for that.
Absolutely,
you're feeding into my
buddy.
Obsession there.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of my local expert on Amsterdam.
Thank you. I'm doing my best.
Well, look, what else are you working on then? I know you've a track coming out with Chappelle, which you've given us a little exclusive on, thankfully.
Again.
What else is what else are you working on?
That you can tell us. Yeah, I have the remixes package for the Again and Again is will come out later in the next couple of months with the remixes from Steven Stone and our friend from Italy, Haldo.
How are you?
And it's going to be a very promising remix package for Again and Again. And I also have on the label, I'm going to release Chappelle's full album this year, his Lifetime Journey, which will be a very, very interesting album from the genres, because it's not really one genre. It's a movement of his career, and it featured artists like it's Greg Assalto, Rachel Claudio, Sean McCafe. It's going to be very, very...
eclectic.
Yeah, and there's something to look for.
Well, tell us about that, Chappelle. So you're working on an album at the moment.
Finish the album.
Okay. Yes. Is this kind of a lifetime work? You know, it's happened over years and years and years.
Well, yeah, you know, I've done so many collaborations in the past. I've always kind of put my own productions, own ideas on the back burner, you know, because I figured as long as the work keeps coming, I'll just keep working. But I figured now it's time for me to show what Chappelle is about and to brand my own, you know, not as a feature artist necessarily, but, you know, because... Yeah, I have my own ideas and what I want to share with the people, my productions and so on. So that's what this album is about. It goes, and like I said, it's more of a journey. It's called Let Me Take You. And it goes from, you know, a little bit of old school to deep to soulful to a little electronic, you know. And I think people are going to love it. If they hear it, I think they're going to like it. So I'm excited about it. We're excited about it.
It's going to be massive. It's going to have great remixes. Already a video clip came out this week. There's a lot to look forward to.
Now, you're performing Chappelle?
Correct.
At the AD. Are you doing a couple of performances or are you just at the one night?
No, I'm doing Suntree Records. And after that, all my performances are on the same night. By the way.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'll rush out of Suntree Records and then I go to Purple Music at Supper Club. And then I'll rush out of there and then I have to go to Rotterdam because they're doing a liberation party there at the Bird with Kulo the Song and Black Coffee. So it's going to be a good, a busy Friday, but exciting one.
You want to fill the petrol up in the car for that one, I think.
Friday's a big day.
Well, you join us right now outside the Stimulated Soul party, or Stimulated Soul label night here at the Bar Italia. We're with a Stimulated Soul boss, Louis Ferrier, who, by the way, I have to ask you first, Louis, please will you tell everybody the problems that I'm causing you with Twitter every Monday night when we play something on Stimulated Soul. We're keeping you and your lady wife awake, aren't we, really?
Yes. Every evening when you play my music and you post it on Twitter, my telephone pops up and my wife annoyingly asks who that is.
Who is that at this hour of the night?
So
sorry.
I've probably introduced you. So now she knows the face with
So now she can really hate me in person.
I don't think
Well, we said it's your fault for making such good music, because we've enjoyed so many of your records. Since last year at the ADE, since we had a show, we've enjoyed so much on Stimulated Soul and your remixes. So thanks for sending them all to us, of course. The price you have to pay is the Twitter annoyance.
Yes.
Midnight for you, probably.
I really don't mind. If I see that Twitter message show up, then I will sleep very good.
Okay. When you get back to sleep.
Yes.
Well, we're outside your Stimulated Soul label night tonight. Right. The reason I mentioned Bar Italia is we had a big drama maybe 2 weeks ago at this stage, which is the original venue for all these nights, including yours, was DeVars, and it burnt down. So how difficult a time, because you live here in Holland, so how difficult was it for you guys to get this all rescheduled?
Well, It is a terrible thing to happen to the people at Dwarves, of course, that 3 weeks before such a big event, your place burns down. It's terrible. And honestly, when Mike, one of the co-hosts, told me that the place burned down, I was kind of disappointed and thinking, okay, well, not this year then, because
it's finished, that's all over.
Where can you find a vacant spot in Amsterdam during Amsterdam Dance Event? I certainly wouldn't know so, but luckily Mike did, and not only my night is saved by that, but also the Random Soul night and Tasty Music label night, Remedy Sessions, Eye Culture, and not to forget the Cult Note Culture.
So the day was saved, and here we are outside So right now at the moment, Spirit Chaser are on at the Stimulated Soul. You could probably on the radio only hear their beats, but we can hear a little bit of the music and that they're doing a fantastic job. But we wanted to catch up with you very briefly about since last year, how has the year been for you since we last spoke?
I can remember our interview last year, and I promised you there would be some stuff coming up, and hopefully I kept that promise.
Now, we kept you awake at night and you kept the promise.
Yep. So, I'm just going with the flow. Whatever comes out of my hands in the studio, that's what I'm trying to make.
Well, you've been working hard in the last year. Yeah. You've obviously worked, because we've had a good few releases on the program from Stimulated Soul and remixes by Louis Ferrier, might I say.
Yes.
But what's in the plans for the rest of the year now? Can we expect more? I think you've been quite busy.
I'm working at the moment on some new tracks. Got some stuff which I will play tonight to test it out. So for your eyes, ears only,
okay,
or the people at the Stimulated Soul label night. And as I said, I keep on putting out my ideas, and once I think it is ready to get out there, then I'll put it in your mailbox.
Fantastic.
Because I really appreciate your support for the label and for me as a person, as a producer. So I want to thank you very much for that.
Well, we always say to our producer friends, thank you for the music, because we don't have a radio program without your music. Okay, one of the big party organizers here at the ADE, and certainly for our scene in soulful and melodic and US house, is Mr. Mike Scott. And he joins us on the show tonight. Now, Mike, you had a big disaster 3 weeks ago where all the parties you had planned,
to say the least,
went up in smoke, literally. Tell us what happened.
Well, about 3 weeks ago, I got a phone call in the morning, and it was very, very early, so I didn't even pick it up. But then half an hour later I saw I had like 16 text messages, and I got the pictures that Dwars, the venue where we did all most of the events last year, was burned down. And well, to see all those pictures, I couldn't really believe and realize what happened. But and then a few phone calls later, we realized it burned down.
Now, just for people listening, give people an idea of how long it takes to plan sort of what, 5 nights over ADE. I mean, surely this planning starts a long way back in the year. So how long does this normally take to plan?
Well, planning for next year has already started. Okay. Just to give you an idea.
Okay.
So it's most of the nights, you speak to people during the ADE and you agree to do something, and it takes you a long time. And especially in a venue, if you've had a good ADE, mostly after ADE you give each other a hand, and then next year you do the same. But we had everything. We had flyers, we had posters, we had all the promotion, everything.
Facebook
was already
events,
everything
ready.
Was online, everything was ready to go. And it was only 3 weeks, so that was I think the week that it happened was more hectic than this week. I'm actually having a very relaxed ADE. Okay. Because I had my stress.
Well, you can relax
ago.
Now. It's
now
all worked
relax,
out.
Yeah.
But it's just such a, I mean, when you think about a disaster to happen, I mean, for a venue, like you say, so much planning goes into this event, and you do so much planning for all these guys who play these sessions, and suddenly the venue burns out.
Yeah,
it's unthinkable.
But, true, but when you walk, I mean, I was there, I think, 5 or 6 hours after the fire. I went there because, I mean, all the staff, everyone was there. And for me, it was quite a disaster because it was my ADE. But to see, I mean, the owner had tears in his eyes. Staff was crying. I mean, for them, it's much, much worse than it is for us. I mean,
it's their livelihood. I mean, that's...
They put their effort in for 2 years, and they've put everything they had into a new bar, and then to see that go up in flames, it's much worse for them than it was for me. And to say, I mean, I think in a few hours after the fire, I got I don't know how many emails, phone calls, text messages saying from people thinking like you can come here, think about that venue, think about that.
Really? Okay, because that's what I was thinking, right? I mean, you've now, 3 weeks before, all these parties have to be rescheduled. I mean, how did you find a venue that was available?
As I said, I got so many messages in the first hours after the fire that I have to give it, I still have to let it sink. For me, just realizing that ADE is not, that Dwars and ADE is not happening for me. But the next day I was like, okay, business has to be done. So, and then I went through all my messages, through all my emails, phone with people, and eventually Bar Italia, I know the owner for quite a while, but I mean, this was a place I could put the whole program in. Without any changes, everything could just be the same, only we have to change the venue. So, fantastic.
So Bar Italia saved the day. And that pretty much wraps up our ADE 2014 part one. We're back next week with part two from the streets of Amsterdam once again with a whole new array of guests for you, and a lot of people, of course, you will know, and a lot of exclusive music for you next week as well. Hopefully you enjoyed part one. Don't forget, if you missed some of it or you want to listen back to all of it again, you can check us out on the RT radio player. Give it about 40 minutes after the show has aired, or any time during the week you can check it out. I'm going to leave you with one track that was absolutely everywhere this year. It's not brand new, it's something that's been out for a little while and we played it on the show, but this is a track I think every single party I went to that I heard. Joey Negro on the remix on this. It is Arrow. It's On The Move on Zed Records. The man Dan Stritch is next, back in Dublin in the studio with Existence until midnight, and we will talk to you next week for part two of the ADE special Amsterdam 2014.